Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the Internal Light Meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images. And allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, removing all heavy, negative, or dark energies, and allowing your heart to be filled with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see the light as it spreads throughout your chest, moving in all directions, moving into your lungs, feeling your lungs with healing energies, allowing for your breaths to be deeper, revitalizing and cleansing. Allow the light to fill the lungs completely, moving into each and every red blood cell that passes through the lungs and the heart, feeling your blood with healing energies, and allowing your blood to flow to every extremity of your body, carrying these healing energies with it. And now see this light as it fills your chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see the light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. Continue to see the light as it moves down into your diaphragm and your stomach, bringing healing to these organs of digestion and deeper breathing. Allow this light to now flow into the small intestine and the large, healing these organs of digestion and assimilation, allowing you to absorb your light energies through your nutrients. Continue to see the light as it now moves into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now see the light as it flows into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to these parts of your body that are focused on regeneration and release, allowing you to have the courage and the wisdom to know when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And now see the light as it moves into your hips, passing through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and moving into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with the cosmos, the universal forces of creation, allowing each and every system of your body to be in harmony, to be in coherence. And now see this light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these silver cords, for Mother Earth to use this energy to create something beautiful. Continue to see the light that is within your body grow brighter and brighter with each and every breath, and now moving through each and every pore in your body to surround you. You are filled with healing light and now surrounded in a beautiful bubble of white light. Allow this light to contain all of the colors of the rainbow, as these are frequencies of energy that vibrate, that heal, that bring you into perfect balance and health on every level, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Continue to see your light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it now moves to fill the space that you're in, feeling the room, increasing love energy, healing each and every one who passes through this space, bringing them into coherence and balance with their heart and with the universe. And now see your light as it passes through the walls, the obstacles, very easily, moving out into your larger environment, healing nature, healing the animals, bringing all into perfect balance with this love light energy, harmonizing your energy with all that is around you. And now see the light as it spreads and fills your city, your town, your village, your state, your country. Wherever you are, allow this light to continue to grow brighter and brighter and to connect with others that are in alignment with this light, the desire to connect. Allow all of our lights to join together around the world in oneness and strength and purity and love and peace, in remembrance that we are family we are one. And we are here not only to heal ourselves, but to heal one another, to raise the vibration of this planet with our love light energy, to bring peace, to bring joy, to bring abundance to all that desire it. We join together in our light, and we share our light with Mother Earth, allowing this light to penetrate deep into the earth, to connect with our subterranean family, to share and our power and our knowledge of oneness, to connect in our love and our hearts, to allow all of us to be reconnected, reunited as family. Continue to see our light as it now expands and moves out into the atmosphere of the earth, healing the air that we breathe and easily removing, dissolving, disintegrating any energies of any kind, frequencies, vibrations that are not for our highest good, that surround our planet, that fill the air, that move into our planet Earth. We bring all into balance with this light, love, energy. And now we spread our light, continuously moving out to connect to all other lights, our cosmic family, in oneness, in love, in remembrance, in unity. To continue to expand beyond our universe, to include the endless multiverse, until we have all connected, reunited, and been strengthened by our light, in remembrance that we are the light and we are Source. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your light with me. All right, so now we will begin a discussion on the ancient wisdom of the elemental forces that dwell within us. From our very first show, we have been introducing the elements through Earth astrology and how each person is ruled by certain elements depending on when they were born. So if you are new to our show, then I strongly encourage you to go back and listen to all our previous episodes. This way you will have a deeper foundation on this subject. And you can visit my website at awakenthehealing.com and see the podcast player there. And you can scroll back to all of the old episodes easily without commercials. So we have also spoken at length about the body universe and how we are affected by the archetypal energies that we call planets. These forces are actually within us, and they combine with our elements to create our personality traits as well as our personal strengths and challenges. All in all, what we have learned is that we have the ability to develop ourselves to become what the ancients called gods. And through the information you heard in our previous shows on the seven levels of chi and the evolution of energy, you should have a better understanding of what this concept is and what it really means. In our current world, these ideas and concepts are thought to be myths or superstitions. But to the ancients, they knew this was possible, to have power over the elements within us and all around us. And this power was called God power. Not only did the ancients know about this, but they also knew how to teach others to develop it, to become the masters of their reality. So this should give you an idea why these teachings were only for a select group of individuals. and why at some point they had to become hidden. Originally, anyone could become an initiate into the secret mystery schools, as long as their heart was pure and their desire to learn was for the good of all. You can only imagine what would happen if this information got into the wrong hands, which some of it eventually did. And we are at this time trying to correct this imbalance. One of these ancient secrets was the knowledge of how to balance your inner elements. Through this practice, you could create harmony within your mind, body, and spirit. And this harmony becomes a very powerful force in your life. Because remember, the outer world is only a reflection of the inner plane. Once you learn how to harmonize and balance your energies, you will begin to affect the reality around you. This is a fact, not a superstition or a myth. It has been proven even in our modern times. I suggest the reading of Lynn McTaggart's book called The Intention Experiment. Her work is phenomenal. And another great book of hers is The Field. If you are the type that needs scientific proof to back up what I am saying, then those books will confirm many things that I am speaking about in this show. It has been proven that through the practice of some forms of meditation, like the internal light meditation, you will begin to harmonize your inner elements. And through this practice, you begin to awaken your powers. Have you ever heard people speak of the weather as being elements? You may hear someone say, "I'm heading out into the elements." And usually this term is used in bad weather, for rain or snow. The use of this term is accurate. The ancient wisdom teaches us that we experience two types of weather. One is an inner weather that is dictated by our emotions, and the other is an outer weather that can also be affected by our emotions. The elements play a factor in these. Most people are unaware of the fact that they are made up of elemental forces and that there is a need to balance them. By balancing these forces, we affect our emotions, and we can literally manifest blue skies. To many, this will sound unbelievable, but as I said, it is true, and it has been documented for thousands of years. Not only can you affect the weather, but you can also reduce crime and accidents within a certain radius of where you meditate. And the larger the group that meditates together, the more profound this is. And that is one of the reasons why we start this show with the internal light meditation. If you read Lynn McTaggart's book, The Intention Experiment, you will see the proof of what I am saying. Regardless if we know how powerful we are or not, we are still affecting the reality around us. When we are ignorant to the facts, it does not prevent us from having a negative effect on our world. This is why the ancients tell us that we must become responsible for what we are creating in our lives. And it is only through awakening to this information that we can make a conscious change. We must first become aware that there are elemental forces that need to be balanced, and that these forces manifest within us. The elements make up our world. What makes us as humans the fifth element is that we have intelligence and will, and we must begin to use these, or we will continue to be under the control of our elemental forces. We are taught by the ancients that once we incarnate into the physical human form, we must then balance and harmonize our elements. This is upon us as humans. We are absolutely made up of earth, fire, water, and air. And each of these elements make up different states of consciousness. So depending on which ones you are made up of in certain proportions, then this will give you a certain character and personality. When they are out of balance, then you will experience the imbalanced personality traits. In order to master the outer elements, you must first master the inner elements. You must gain control of your fire, water, air, and earth. We must learn, grow, and become masters of our lower selves, because the reality is we are creating things in this world, but it is through our ignorance that we create them. We simply don't know that we are doing it. Up to now, the masses have not been taught these truths, but now is the time of the awakening. And this means an expansion of consciousness and awareness. It is our duty to seek the truth out, and the universe supports us in this. The ancients tell us that we will remain intelligent animals until we begin the inner work of balancing and harmonizing our elements. This is on every level, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Now, in the fact that we must balance these, I want to look closely at what is it that they're talking about when they say that we need to work on ourselves and balance ourselves physically. Now, physically, we are obviously made up of earth. And that means we need to begin to detox our bodies. Now, this is going to be very important because toxins are also made up of elemental forces. And it doesn't matter what you are consuming in your body, everything is made up of these elements. And because of the quantity and quality of the elements that they're made up of, it will change the way they affect our body and the consciousness that is within us. So physically, we must begin to detox. And that means on every level of the physical self. So not only are we beginning to change our diets, but we are also beginning to use certain herbs. And that is why the ancients teach us about herbology, about nature, of the medicines, the natural medicines that are given to us from the Creator. And so through the use, the proper use of herbs and other natural forms of healing, like heliotherapy, using the sun itself for healing, which is a very ancient practice called heliotherapy, we begin to physically detox and strengthen our bodies. And through strengthening our bodies, then we are able to better think, have more clarity. And this is very much what we've already been talking about in many of our other episodes. And it's because it is absolutely necessary for us to begin this process of detoxing. Now, if you are interested in learning more about this, I offer natural healing classes. Those classes can be accessed on my website at awakenthehealing.com. The natural healing classes have three levels. You can look into them yourselves. But on each level, you're learning something and you're going deeper and deeper. And it is absolutely necessary that we begin to learn things that we have either forgotten because they are deep within us. We already know all of this stuff. We're truly just reminding ourselves of what is genetically encoded in us. But on a conscious level, we have to begin to initiate the practice of learning, once again, of studying and accumulating knowledge. But not only accumulating the knowledge just to have it in our head, but to actually practice it. So in the Natural Healing Holistic Living classes, that is exactly what Spirit designed those classes for, to give you knowledge that you can start practicing in your life, and so that you feel stronger. Because when you don't know something, it creates fear. So when you don't know how to properly use herbs, it can be dangerous. Just because they are natural doesn't mean that you're not supposed to know how to use them. Water is natural too, but it can drown you. So it's respect, having respect for nature, and truly understanding and understanding the qualities of it so that you know how to handle it. Now, the next level is our mental balancing that needs to be done. And this means that now you must move into the thought process and begin to really be conscious of the way that you think. Is your mind filled with thoughts that really have no grounding? Are they filled with negative thinking? Do you have this habitual worrying going on inside of you? What is going on mentally? We must begin to balance those energies out and begin to think more positive. And in order to do that, we must learn new things. Because sometimes the only information we have is negative information. And so that makes us be a negative person and think more in those terms. But as we learn about the power of who we are and the power of healing that surrounds us in the very air that we breathe, the healing power of the air that you breathe, and in the field, in the book, The Field, that Lemuel Taggart wrote, it is some profound information in there. And it will teach you how powerful the air is that you are taking into your lungs. And we talk about this. The ancients called it intelligent energy. But this is one thing in your mental body that you must begin to balance, is the way that you think. And then spiritually, you must find a path for soul development for yourself. You must begin to work on the deeper essence of who you are. You're not just physical. Most people just really live on a physical level, and they never acknowledge the other aspects of themselves. And so today, we can see the result of that, of becoming very materialistic. Our society that we live in around the world has become very materialistic. And when I say a spiritual path of development, I'm not speaking about religion, although religion can be part of it. But it goes beyond religion. It goes to the soul, to the essence of who we are, that we must begin to learn and study so that we can work on our soul development. And that will include some shadow work. And there's all different forms of shadow work. But we also share ancient tools and techniques of the ancient Toltecs to help us with our shadow. And you can find that on our website as well on the podcast. So then we move into the emotional body. The emotional body needs to be healed because that is where we heal our traumas. And that is where we store them in the emotional body. Now, if we don't deal with this part of us, then it begins to seep down into the physical essence of who we are. And then we begin to form what we call dis-ease. And dis-ease is the manifestation of emotional traumas that were never dealt with. And they begin to manifest within our body. And we have the medical field that gives them very big, scary names. But they are very much caused by these diseases, are caused by emotional traumas. And some of them you may not even be conscious of. So this is why you have to move into these forms of the self, the physical, the mental, the spiritual, and emotional self on a conscious level to begin to work on yourself. And emotionally, you want to start creating more joy in your life, developing love for self, because this is definitely one of our very big problems as humanity on this planet today, is that we lack self-love across the board. And you see this because the way we treat one another. When you love yourself and you come into the consciousness and awareness that all is you. Everyone you run into, everyone you meet, everything you come in contact with is an extension of you. And you truly love yourself, you will love them. And all of this bigotry and racism or whatever these traits have become through this lack of knowledge, they will disintegrate easily. Because love is truly the greatest power on this planet. But first, it starts with you. You have to fall in love with you. And through this practice of harmonizing, we become the fifth element because we become spiritually evolved beings. This makes us the master of the elemental forces within us and around us. And this is something that we all must begin to work on consciously because it is an absolute necessity at this time on this planet. And I look forward to more conversations about mastering the self, being the fifth element, and becoming spiritually evolved. Now, after our station break, we will discuss each clan and how you can balance your elements. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. So now, before we get into each clan and the challenges you have to balancing your energy, I want to say that we will pick up the Ancient Mystery School teachings next week. I know we got cut a bit short last week because the show just goes so fast, and I promised to pick that conversation up today. But Spirit wants us to back up a bit in order to clarify the need for balancing our energies. Everything we are discussing goes together. I'm giving you pieces to a very large puzzle. And sometimes it's easier to understand and understand the information better if you have a certain foundation. So the conversation about harmonizing our energies needs to go a bit deeper. I promise you that we will be on that Ancient Mystery School teaching stuff for a very long time. And this really is a part of the ancient knowledge as well. When we begin to discuss the need for balancing our energies, we must go deeper because it covers a lot of material. We have to shift our perspective out of the limited way we see ourselves, and we must begin to see ourselves through the eyes of the ancients. This will be necessary for you to even conceive some of the things that you are able to do. You cannot see yourself for who you truly are because you have not been taught who you truly are. And so for all of us, we go through this period where we have a hard time digesting the information, especially when you first come into this. It seems just unbelievable that this is who we are. When we look at how humanity behaves every day. But we are truly powerful beings of light, having a physical incarnation. And when we go beyond that idea of being a powerful being of light, which again, in the book, The Field, they describe and explain just absolutely beautifully. And that's from scientists. You will begin to see that you truly have the power to change your life and to create whatever it is that you want. But because this idea and these beliefs have been handed down to us from generation to generation, that we are just human. You know, you hear people say that, I'm just human. You know, I make mistakes too, or something like that. Yes, it's true. We are learning. But in truth, we are far more than that. We are far more than the idea that we have of ourselves. So it is necessary for us to begin to conceive of ourselves in a higher light as the angelic, powerful beings that the ancients tell us that we are. And we hear lots of different stories of fallen angels and different things of this nature. And sometimes those things are filled with some truth and mixed with falsehood. And so we can't take things literally when we hear them, but we have to look into them and to see where is the element of truth at. And this is what I want you to do. While I'm sharing these things with you, I don't want you to put up walls to block yourself, but I do want you to turn on your discernment. I want you to connect with things through your heart, because your heart will tell you if this is true or not. It will give you chills. It will let you know. Even though intellectually, we may not have the foundation it takes to truly understand everything we're taught by the ancients, over time, it tends to begin to seep in a little more. And every time we go over the material, we seem to understand it more and more. So this is exactly what this information is going to challenge you to do. As we dive deeper into the ancient mystery school teachings, remember this was esoteric knowledge. This was only for a few. This was only for people who were ready to dive deeper. And of course, it is true today. Because if you're listening to this show at all, then that means that you are one who wants to learn more. You want to grow. You want to be the better version of yourself. And so you're looking for tools to not only better yourself, but to better the world around you. And that is exactly why I am here, to teach you these things so that you can begin to experience what I'm telling you, that it's real. And for me, when I began on my journey so long ago, you know, I've always had the benefit of spirit being with me as a child, as I've shared with you before. And I didn't realize that others weren't speaking to this inner voice that was always guiding me. And even today, of course, the connection is that much stronger, because over time, I began to realize that this was a powerful guidance that I was receiving, and that it was a very loving energy. And it took me a long time to trust and to begin to develop myself, because it was quite scary. When you are learning things, and for me, it was coming from that inner voice. It was coming from that spiritual guidance I was receiving from within me. And there was nothing outside of me. There were no books. I didn't know of any of this material. And all of that I had to be guided to. And let me tell you, that was one of the most profound things that happened to me in my life, is when I began to read books that were confirming things that spirit had told me long, long, long time ago. And so this is what really began my journey consciously. And I was 19 years old when I really began to live my life for this. And over all of this time, I have completely lived so much of what I'm sharing with you. So not only am I sharing things with you that I learned in books, but I'm also sharing with you very deep truths that I have lived and continue to live, because it is truly always unfolding and there is always more to know. But the journey has to start within you. The journey has to be one that you desire to be on, because it's going to bring a lot of change in your life. And it's not easy. And that is one of the reasons why Spirit had me write the book, The Doors of Light. Because as I was going through all of these changes in my life, I didn't have anyone around me to help me. And I was looking for this information. And so that book is just a small bit of information to help you on your journey. And again, you can purchase the ebook on my website. And we will be publishing it once again. I want to publish the 10th anniversary, and that will be next year in 2025. We had one publishing, and once that was done, I felt that that was it. Whoever got the book then was supposed to get the book. And it wasn't supposed to be republished until its 10th anniversary. And those books have sold for over $1,000 on Amazon. And I didn't get a nickel of that money. That was other people who auctioned that book off. So for me, it is a compliment that someone believed that book was so valuable that the price was that high. But at the same time, you can get it for $15 on my website as an ebook and print it off. It has the same material in it. The point is, I want you to begin to truly dive into your transformation and to know that you are not alone, because so many people, when they do contact me, that is what I hear over and over again, is how they have been on this journey and how they have felt so alone on this journey. You are not alone. And many things that you may not understand because you haven't learned about them yet will be in that book to help you, to know that you're not going crazy, and to know that it's part of the process of awakening. And I can't say that my book is the only one out there, because it isn't. There are many great and wonderful books out there that will help you. I want you to start seeking them out so that you can start learning. But use your discernment in your seeking, because of course we have people that will publish anything and tell you anything just to make money. So you have to be discerning at this time with information that you're taking in and listening to your heart, listening to the way something makes you feel, and be conscious of it. So in order for us to move into these lessons and into this advanced knowledge, we need to shift our perspective. And this is absolutely necessary for you to be able to conceive of it. Because if you continue to see yourself as a limited human, then all of it will just go in one ear and out the other. But so much has been lost over time, and it really doesn't matter why. The fact is, we are now at the time of the awakening once again to who we really are. And I say once again because we should understand that everything happens in cycles. The difference is, as we grow and evolve, we are supposed to be at a higher frequency when we return to a certain point in the sacred hoop of life. Each time you experience a different aspect of yourself through what some call reincarnation, you are supposed to be learning something. Now, it took me a very long time to accept that idea of reincarnation. And believe me, it was a very difficult experience for me, because I did grow up very religious. And that was just something that we didn't believe in, as reincarnation. But I began to experience some things for myself. And at that point is when I knew something is going on here that we haven't been told about. And truly, this is why I say experiential knowledge is the highest form of knowledge. You have to begin to experience these things for yourself in order for you to know, because no one can come behind that experience and tell you you didn't experience. You know for a fact you did. And the more you experience, the more you start seeking out answers. And that's what happened to me. I began to look for these answers because no one could explain to me what was going on. Somewhat like what I shared with you about the Gilligan's Island thing. So we know that we are supposed to be learning with each and every experience that we have. Now, I am a quantum healing hypnosis therapist or practitioner, as we call ourselves. And every time I do a session with someone, I have to take them through their death process or their death experience in the life that we're viewing. And after that, we learn about the life that they just viewed, the life that they just experienced. And these hypnoses are powerful. They are absolutely powerful. And that's a whole nother show for me to go into. But they're not just in an alpha state. We take people into the theta. And so that is where your dream state is. That is where you go into your dream realm. And we are taught by the ancients that the dream realm is another dimension. It is as real as this, if not more real. And that is where you can actually make changes to this reality. So when I'm doing a quantum healing hypnosis with someone and they're going through a lifetime, depending on how deep that person is in that hypnosis, in that hypnotic state, will depend on if they even know who they are in this life. Because some people go so deep, if I mentioned their name that they have now, they wouldn't even know who that person was. And I've had that happen many times with the people I work with. But when I take them into the death process, and then we go into the afterlife, and we look back and we say, what is it that you learned from that life? Everything they learn, they take with them. Their soul takes that lesson with them. And sometimes it's a tough lesson. Sometimes the lives weren't easy. And sometimes people took their own life. And afterward, when they look back and they say, wow, I could have done things differently. Or I'm so proud of myself. I really learned a lot in that life. I had a lot of love. I really fought for good causes. And I created a beautiful life. So it just depends. But having these experiences helps you to realize that our soul is truly on a journey, just like what we're taught by the ancients. And this journey is in depth. It is absolutely real. It is something that we all must begin to become aware of, that we are on a soul journey. And the lessons in life are for your soul. There is no end to you because your soul is eternal. We simply take on different forms to see things from a different perspective. Now, the masters have taught us, the ancients and the wise teachers, that the material world does not have the value of the spiritual world. And it's not just because they shun the material world. They fully understood that the incarnation, this material incarnation, was temporary. But what we gained on a spiritual level was for infinity. These lessons help to create our character, and they follow us from life to life. Now, the masters, meaning those that have mastered themselves, their elemental forces, can manifest with ease. And this is really where alchemy came in. It's all about the alchemy of the spirit. This is another deep topic for another show. But suffice it to say, those that learn to master the self have already mastered the world. They are sovereign beings. Our work is to become a master of self, of the lower nature, in order for us to experience greater power in our lives. This power is to be used for the good of all, not for selfish gains or to enslave others, because that is what some people do with it. And this way, we have the backing of the universal forces behind us when we use our power for the good of all. Now, I want you to step into your higher self in this moment and the higher aspect of you and listen to this information from a higher plane, because we are truly on a journey, a soul journey. And because we are here on planet Earth, we are supposed to be learning something. And since we have agreed to incarnate at this time, we are here to not only work on ourselves, but to also heal our ancestral bloodline. You must keep in mind that we are still gathering information and learning more about who we are and why we are here. And with the help of the ancient masters, we will solve this mystery and regain our powers. Spirit has told me that humans are some of the most powerful beings in the multiverse, but that we, no matter what we call ourselves, have not become human yet. We are only in seed form, and we have much work to do to develop ourselves to bring forth our divine angelic powers. We truly are the angelic ones that have been spoken of in ancient texts. Now is the time for us to awaken and to reclaim our divine heritage. Now you will begin to see that everything is connected and that all truth will lead back to itself. No matter where you find it, it will always confirm something else that you already know. So now let's look at the clans so we can see where your challenges may lie. Remember, your personality is heavily influenced by elemental forces that are within you, and it is your job to understand them and then work to balance them consciously. Let's start with the Frog Clan. They are ruled by the element of water, and this includes the Cougar, the Flicker, and Snake people. Your challenge is emotions, deep emotions. Now you must balance them with fire, air, and earth. Water people, you must remember you are made up of very powerful emotions. They can freeze up, they can be very flowing, or they can float like air. You have to decide where you want to be. How powerful do you want to be? And how much do you need to work on your emotional body? Now for the Thunderbird clan, they are ruled by the element of fire. These are Red Hawk, Sturgeon, and Elk people. Your challenge is also your emotions, your fiery energy. You must balance them with water, air, and earth. And this is going to be a lot of work. Turtle Clan, you are ruled by earth, and these include the Beaver, Brown Bear, and Snow Goose people. Your challenge is stagnation. You must overcome this by using your air, your fire, and water to balance out these energies. And lastly, the Butterfly Clan. You are ruled by air, and these include the Raven, Otter, and Deer people. Your challenge is fear and nervousness. Don't allow your nervous energy to grow into fear and then to stop you from growing. We all have these challenges, and we all must balance ourselves with the other elemental forces so that we are harmonized beings. Now, within each and every group, you have all of the elements. You are a fractal of the complete sacred hoop of life. We are mirrors of one another. And our work is simply to become aware that we must begin to balance our inner forces and know where our strengths and our weaknesses are. And if you need to go back and listen to your person or your clan, then you need to do that, because there's a lot of information there that will help you. It is a beautiful journey that we're all on, and it's only the beginning. We are at the beginning of our transformation. This is truly a beautiful and incredible time to be on the planet. Tune in next week as we pick up our discussion on the ancient mystery school teachings and learn about the magical personality. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful week.